Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Jay Stanfield joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am good.
Hoorah!
Indeed.
Hoorah!
Indeed.
You know, I'm a veteran. I was in the Army. My dad was in the Army. My brother was in the Coast Guard. In fact, I was out playing golf this weekend. Ended up playing golf with a guy who was an Army veteran. There is a camaraderie among veterans when you serve in the military. You know, it's a pretty special thing. So anytime that we can highlight things that are serving veterans, we like to do that on this show. And you were part of something called Clear Path for Veterans, and you're putting on a 5 and 10K road race. Let's talk about first about the organization, and then we'll talk about the event and how people can get involved with that, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Clear Path for Veterans New England, we're in Devens. It's a commerce center, but it used to be Fort Devens back in the day. The Special Forces Group was here. You know, gradually it got smaller, transition. There's still a reserve center here, and our headquarters is in the old hospital for what used to be the hospital on post. And so what we do is we provide wraparound services for veterans. So we have housing and family services. We have a culinary program. We have a service dog program where we train and pair service dogs with veterans who are eligible. And I run the wellness program here. So the wellness program, in a nutshell, is concerned with sort of the physical, mental health of the veterans that we work with. So we have a couple of different programs where we have like Tai Chi, yoga, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We also have equine partners. So we have veteran equine program where veterans are able to go out, work with horses, which is an excellent experience. So with that, we have the 5K, 10K coming up November 9th. And that is specifically going to raise money for the organization, but in our critically underfunded wellness programs. So, you know, right now it's very difficult in the funding space for a nonprofit. And really what we do is reach out to our partners in the community. And that's going to allow us to continue to operate and provide these services for veterans.
I don't think people realize, I mean, first of all, thanks for what you're doing. But I don't think people realize how vulnerable our veterans are when they come back from places and they have seen some things. And maybe they don't want to talk about it. We don't talk about it. But our veterans are up at top when it comes to need for wellness. Can you kind of speak a little bit to that?
Yeah. So speaking personally, you know, I was a soldier. I was an infantryman and I was active duty and I was in 1st Cavalry Division and deployed to Iraq from 2004 to 2005. Mm. Obviously, that experience in Iraq sort of shaped a lot of, you know, my adult experiences and also sort of, you know, my continuation of service. But with that, you know, I had seen a lot of my friends sort of, you know, struggle with things over the years. And certainly, you know, combat is a huge experience for a lot of veterans. But, you know, you find that when you peel these layers back, is that a lot of service members were exposed to trauma in a lot of different ways. And so, you know, we try to address that by building a community so we don't have anybody who's in isolation. You know, we practice mindfulness and physical activity, and those are the key components to sort of bringing a lot of veterans past that trauma that they have, you know, whether it's combat related or not. Because, you know, we recognize that there's sort of a stigma in pursuing mental health resources, and we're trying to destigmatize and bring people into a community where they have the ability to pursue clinical help, but also, you know, within this community, lean on their brothers and sisters for support.
Journey Home 5K 10K road race happening at Devens, Mass, November 9th. And it's to benefit, as you just heard, Clear Path for Veterans. I have that correct?
Yes, sir. Yep, that's it.
The race time is 10 a.m. You're also doing, am I reading, there's also a ruck division where you can throw on your rucksack and...
Why not?
No, thank you.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
No, thank you. People always ask me, you want to go for
Army training, sir?
You want to go for a hike? I'm like, no, I used to do that for a living. I'm good. I've done enough hiking with backpacks. Thank you so much. I love this so much. So again, November 9th, the race time is 10 a.m. If you go to journeyhomerace.com, maybe you can be a sponsor. The race info is there. All the information to participate. It's journeyhomerace.com, journeyhomerace.com. And Jay, you and everybody at Clear Path are now officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, sir.
Don't call
he
me
works
sir.
For a living.
I work for a living. Sorry, that's an inside Army joke. Sorry about that.
Yep.
All right, thanks for coming on the show, Jay. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you guys very much.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Charlene from Abington.
Hello. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How are you?
Well, thank you.
All right. Kennedy, out of the studio, please, Charlene.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Mariah Carey is headed to Vegas with her Christmas magic. She revealed she's headed to Dolby Live at Park MGM for her festive Christmas time in Las Vegas show dates. Mariah has one of the biggest Christmas songs of all time. What is it called?
All I Want for Christmas is You.
Amy Poehler, 54 today. Which character does Poehler play in the Inside Out movies?
Oh, she's Joy.
Noah Wiley hit up the Pitt TV show After Party after winning Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series at the Emmys on Sunday night. Which TV show... which network airs the TV show that he won for?
Hulu.
Question number four. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star Jen Affleck calls herself the Value Affleck in a new ad for Duncan. She also calls him dated while she's younger and hotter. What does LDS stand for in the Mormon religion?
Latter-day Saints.
Question number five. Justin Bieber and Sabrina Carpenter are among those headlining Coachella in April. Passes go on sale Friday with prices starting at just $650 for the weekend, Dan.
Oh, is that all? I'll just watch it on YouTube.
The 2018 headliner still has the most streamed and viewed Coachella set of all time. She was also the first black woman to headline the festival. Who is she?
Beyonce.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I had to edit one of the questions, Dan, because it was my cheat sheet answer for later in the morning.
Oh.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Charlene getting 4 out of 5 right, Dan?
Oh, that is correct.
Let's go.
Very good, Charlene. Charlene is a college professor, Kennedy.
Oh, wow. What do you teach?
Pop culture.
I teach in the nursing program.
Oh, that is so cool.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey is headed to Vegas with her Christmas magic show.
How dare she?
She revealed she's headed to Dolby Live at Park MGM for her festive Christmas time in Las Vegas show dates. Of course, Mariah has one of the biggest Christmas songs of all time. What is it?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Tied at one. Question number two. Amy Poehler, 54 today. Which character does Poehler play in the Inside Out movies?
Anxiety? No.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Joy.
Joy.
2-1 for Charlene.
Woo!
Noah Wiley hit up the Pitt TV show After Party after winning Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series at the Emmys on Sunday night. Which network airs The Pitt?
HBO Max.
Tied at two. You're still in it, Kennedy. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star Jen Affleck calls herself the Value Affleck in a new ad for Dunkin'. She also calls him dated while she's younger and hotter.
I cannot.
What does LDS stand for in the Mormon religion?
Latter-day Saints.
Tied at three. Question number five. Justin Bieber and Sabrina Carpenter are among those headlining Coachella in April. Passes go on sale Friday with prices starting at just $650. This 2018 headliner still has the most streamed and viewed Coachella set of all time. She was also the first black woman to headline the festival. Who is she?
Beyonce.
It is Beyonce. That is correct. All right, 4-4 is the final score. So with a tie, you don't get the money, but you're not walking away empty-handed, Charlene. You did win yourself a pair of deck passes to a bachelor party cruise with reality TV royalty Chris Harrison, Ben Higgins, and Wells Adams. They will be taking the stage to share stories fans have been waiting for. Find tickets at citycruises.com/live. You will be there for free.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Charlene from Abington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Go teach them kids.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, we are streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. We haven't done this in a minute. It is time for Hot Take Tuesday.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question? Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe. Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. You have a hot take for a Hot Take Tuesday, if I may.
The floor is yours, my friend.
I'm at the grocery store the other day, and I go to check out, and they ask me paper and plastic, and I had a bunch of stuff. I needed paper, or I needed plastic. And they're like, oh, that'll be, and they charge you extra.
Mm-hmm. That's the saving, the killing the turtles fee.
Right. So they charge you whatever it was, an extra. Has anybody been into a grocery store lately?
Mm-hmm. No.
Have you walked the aisles of a grocery store?
Sure, of course.
And seen all of the products? Like, go into the section where the fruits and vegetables are, and on the far wall over there is a huge section of all of your greens, all of your lettuces, and they are all inside of plastic containers. Make your way over to the dairy section where you see milks and butters and cheeses all wrapped in plastic. Make your way to the frozen section. It's plastic bags. Make your way to the meats. It's all plastics. Make your way to the drink section. It's all plastic bottles. Yet me, when I check out, I got to pay extra money for a plastic bag. Sorry, it's hypocritical. I love our planet. I want to save our planet. But charging me extra when your entire store is plastic is asinine. I'm sorry.
So should we just leave the cheese out without a wrapping on it? Should we just leave the meat out without a wrapping on it?
Just don't charge me extra money if I need plastic.
Well, you talk to your city about that. That's a Charlestown thing.
I've never thought about that, but I really can't poke holes in your point. The whole store is plastic, and they're charging you for extra for bags. I don't disagree.
Kennedy, Hot Take Tuesday,
all
you
right,
have
so
something?
I would like to share a hot take that was given to me. I did an appearance over the summer down on the Cape. And a gal came up to me and she's like, I have a hot take. And I was like, well, would you like to call? And she goes, no. And I said, well, can I do it on your behalf? And she said, yes. So she lives down the Cape in a beachy type house, right? Because down the Cape, you have beachy type houses.
As you do.
With beachy type decor.
Okay.
Her hot take is that if you don't live at the beach, don't have beachy decor at your house. She don't want to go to your house in the suburbs off cul-de-sac and see sand dollars and shells everywhere saying, what a day for the beach, because you ain't there.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
She's gatekeeping, Tuesday. Liking the beach.
I don't think it's gatekeeping. She's simply saying that it's a vibe for a beach house,
yeah.
Whereas if you came to, you know, a house, like your house, Dan, that's not near a beach, and you decided to have a beachy theme, she don't want that.
Well, some people like the beach but can't afford a beach house, Richie Rich.
She weren't Richie Rich, I can assure you. Right. She was a gal just like you and me, but
Living in Newton can't be all about that salt life, Dan, is what they're saying.
That's exactly right, Carson. She would prefer not.
Gatekeeping the ocean.
I thought it was amazing.
All right. John is from West Roxbury. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have, John?
So my hot take this morning is that I think Candy should do the Friday free-for-all this week.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday.
No.
No, but listen, though. Carson keeps gracing us with his presence, and he tried to do the parody one week by doing Margaritaville when you had your tires.
Right.
I think you do a much better job than he would, though. Because you're mastered everything you do.
It's true.
It's one thing I don't know how to do, nor do I have the equipment, nor do I have the music that he has.
You can borrow my turntables in my garage, Kennedy.
Really?
And
do
my
you want
IPAs.
Me to do one?
I think you should do it.
You do?
That would be hysterical.
Okay. Well, all right then. I'll do it if you want me to do it, but I get to do what I want to do. What's up, 80s?
Yes, I mean, praise you for it.
All right, good deal.
All right,
thanks,
buddy,
John.
Thank you.
You did the full walk. There's nothing else you can't do.
There's quite a bit I can't do. Committed relationship, top of the list. But thank you.
Cheryl's from Nashua. Hot Take Tuesday.
Morning. Okay, so, hot take. Not all babies are cute.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
What are you talking about?
They aren't. Like, honestly, some of them are busted. Not to say they won't grow into cute people. Not to say that, like, some of them aren't really adorable.
Did you just say babies
are
busted? Some babies are busted. Is that what you said?
Yes. She did.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
She just said what everybody already knows but won't say out
Cheryl,
loud.
Cheryl, who hurts you?
They did a whole Seinfeld episode about it.
Oh. Some of your babies look like thumbs.
All babies are adorable.
Oh, you're pandering.
No, to their parents.
You're pandering.
You find me a baby that's ugly. It doesn't exist.
Some of them look like wrinkly old men. Some of them look like thumbs or E.T. It happens. There's plenty of adorable babies, but there's a lot of them. And statistically, they ain't all that cute.
I just don't get it.
Exactly.
You just feel like you're not allowed to say that, but I don't care.
We all say it when they put the baby away. But
I've never seen an ugly baby. I've smelled a stinky baby. I've never seen an ugly baby.
Have you seen an ugly adult?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got ugly babies, too. It's the same thing.
They got to start somewhere.
Thank you, Cheryl. Have a great
God,
day.
Oh, my God, that was fantastic.
Thank you for being a real one in a world full of fakes.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hot Take Tuesday.
617-655-1234. You can call or text for Hot Take Tuesday. You want to talk about our hot takes. Mine was that it's ridiculous that a grocery store is charging you for a plastic bag when everything in the grocery store is wrapped in plastic. Bit hypocritical to me, but that's just me. Kennedy shared a hot take of someone who listens to the show that she met while at an event on the Cape that says, if you have beach house decor and your house is landlocked,
you shouldn't have beach house decor.
You shouldn't have beach house decor. You're only allowed to have beach house decor if your house is near the beach.
That's what she said.
Right.
If you can afford beachfront property or you can't enjoy the ocean.
And Alex Kennedy, I guess, has a bone to pick with that person.
Okay.
From Haverhill. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Hi.
Are we all beach themed out at your house?
Oh, I'm a little salty because my dorm in the Berkshires was all beach theme.
You be as salty as you want to be. That's why these are hot takes. She has hers. You have yours. And I love that you use the term salty to talk about it.
Yes. But, you know, my roommates loved it. It was a luau every day.
Oh, my God. I love it. Did you have, like, tiki torches and such?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, my God.
We had grass skirt all on the counter, the beach, the lights, the whole shebang.
You do whatever brings you joy, Alex.
That's it, Dan.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate that. Spencer's from Molly. Good morning, Spencer.
Hi, good morning.
Hot take Tuesday.
So alongside all of the beach-themed decor, I have a bone to pick with people who live in the suburbs and have farm-themed decor in their houses.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Oh, the farm
chic. The shabby chic of it all.
The farm chic, the shabby chic, yes. Everybody wants to look like they live in a farm.
Unless you're up slapping the pigs every morning, it's kind of stolen valor.
Stolen valor.
You know who I blame?
Hot take inside of a hot take.
You know who I blame for all of this is that couple from HGTV down in Texas.
What Chip and Joanna Gaines?
Chip and Joanna Gaines, who I love that show to death. But they are
You've been through Target lately?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Y'all sound like walking HOAs. Just let people do whatever they want in their house. Whatever makes them happy. All in everyone else's business.
Heather is from Tingsboro. Good morning, Heather.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey. Not too much. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Eyelashes do not belong on cars.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Okay.
Sorry. Every time I see it, I saw one the other day, and I was like, "That's my hot take." Like, why? Why are we turning our cars into a face with eyes? Like, I don't understand it.
Maybe they just want her to be pretty.
We're not much for whimsy.
I like whimsy. It's weird. It looks weird. Like, no, I'm going to have you know. It's weird.
I have one that is in that same vein. Jeep, and I'm a Jeep owner, but if you're mm-hmm. a Jeep owner and you add that grill on the front of your car that makes your eye, your lights look like an angry face.
Same thing.
I want to throw a punch. You've never seen those grill? Yeah, you put this thing on the grill and it covers half of your lights up front and it makes it look like they're angry Jeep guy.
I see.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Heather. I got a text, Kennedy. They don't want me to say their name.
That's
or any of that, but they have a hot take for Hot Take Tuesday. Electric bikes and scooters. What the hell? I get it for older adults, but for kids, how do they overcome challenges when they never learned the hard things like how to ride a bike?
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Can't you have both?
I don't know. I see kids riding around the neighborhood all the time that are like 12 years on a scooter going 50 miles an hour, and I'm like, that doesn't seem safe.
I had a motorized scooter when I was 12.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. They since outlawed them after.
Yeah.
Because of Daniel Wrestling.
All right. There it is. Hot Take Tuesday.
That's just good fun.
That is fun. If we didn't get to you, I apologize. Hold on to it.
We'll be back.
Bring it back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Michelle from Drakett.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, guys.
Hi. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you are going to win the money. She's gone. You ready?
I think so.
Question number one. Lil Nas X missed a court date as his lawyer revealed he is undergoing inpatient treatment after his arrest and felony charges. Who featured on his breakout song, Old Town Road?
It was Miley Cyrus's dad. What's his name?
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray Cyrus. That's my husband in the background.
Question number two.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Usher thinks the next Super Bowl halftime performer should be Metallica. Who did Usher bring out at his Super Bowl halftime show for a duet of their song, My Boo?
Oh, I can't think of her name.
My Boo.
I can sing it. I know. No. Oh, I can't think of her name. We can skip that one.
All right. Question number three. Reba McEntire and Rex Lynn are tying the knot. Earlier this year, Rex described them as best friends who want to cross the finish line together. Can you finish the lyric to the theme song for her sitcom, Reba? Take a listen.
A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter.
I don't know that. I've never seen it.
Question number four. Alexis Bledel, is that pronounced right?
Alexa Bledel, I think.
Bledel, thank you. Turns 44 today. She played Rory on Gilmore Girls. What is the name of the diner that is a central setting of the show?
Oh, my goodness. My friend Lee is going to kill me. Gilmore Girls. I don't even know. I can't even pretend to fake it, but I know it.
All right. And question number five. Charlie Sheen says Bill Clinton hit on his girlfriend back in the 80s when he was still governor of Arkansas. Charlie just had a new tell-all documentary on Netflix come out. What is it called?
Do you know it? Charlie Sheen's documentary? No, I just know it's 2.5 Men. That
okay.
Was it.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, those are hard, right?
They were hard. Well, especially when you don't know it.
Yeah, it's a lot harder when you don't know. That's a fact.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Right? Hi.
Michelle from Drakett with an assist from her husband. What's your husband's name, by the way, Michelle? Chris. With an assist from Chris.
And I got my daughter Allie here with us too.
Okay. They got one out of five.
Sooch.
Well, at least you sooched as a family.
These are tough, Kennedy.
That's right. We did it together.
You ready?
Yeah.
You sooch together, you stay together.
Lil Nas X missed a court date as his lawyer revealed he is undergoing inpatient treatment after his arrest and felony charges, who featured on his breakout song, Old Town Road.
That would be Billy Ray Cyrus.
Usher thinks the next Super Bowl halftime performer should be Metallica. Who did Usher bring out at his Super Bowl halftime show for a duet of their song, My Boo?
Kelly Rowland?
Alicia Keys.
Oh, dummy.
Tied at one? Reba McEntire and Rex Lynn are tying the knot. Earlier this year, Rex described them as best friends who want to cross the finish line together. Can you finish the lyric to the theme song for her show, Reba?
A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter.
I'm a survivor?
That theme song used to slap after school.
Wow.
Girl.
Two to one, question number four. Alexis Bledel turns 44 today. She played Rory on Gilmore Girls. What is the name of the diner that is the central setting of the show?
Luke's Diner.
3-1. Question number five. Charlie Sheen says Bill Clinton hit on his girlfriend back in the 80s when he was still governor of Arkansas.
Tracks.
Charlie just had a new tell-all documentary on Netflix. What is it called?
Oh, I don't know. Winning. Tiger Blood.
Tiger Blood?
A.K.A. Charlie Sheen. A.K.A. Charlie Sheen.
These were hard, man.
Wow.
These were hard today.
Oh,
really
Kennedy,
hard.
You're the bomb diggity.
Those were hard.
I did love that phrase back in the day, bomb diggity.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
Michelle's bringing it back.
Let's bring it back.
Yes, please bring back bomb diggity.
You're all that and a bag of chips, Kennedy.
Oh, thanks, man.
The www.bombdiggity.com of it all, Dan.
Yeah, you're the bomb.com.
3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets to see Shawn Mendes September 25th at the TD Garden. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com.
Is Chris a big Shawn Mendes fan? Is that why we're screaming?
Tell. That was him yelling in the background.
We're all big Shawn Mendes fans. Yes.
All right. Well, you're going to have a cage match to figure out who gets the two tickets.
I have two daughters. They'll be
just like... Yeah, you'll be dropping them off and sitting at a restaurant somewhere near the garden is what will happen there. All right. Well, you enjoyed that concert. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My daughter Allie's going to say it with me. Ready?
My name is Michelle from Drakus, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kane Brown came in and performed at the Mix Beach House this summer, and we still had not a chance to get the interview on the air. We had a lot going on over the past couple of weeks, so we want to play it for you here now. As we sat at the Mix Beach House on Cape Cod, we learned that Kane is really into golf.
Really?
He had gone to play golf before the Beach House performance early in the morning, and then he decided to play again second time.
That course got him, and he wanted to get it back.
Apparently, he had a rough morning. He shared while he was performing that he's going to be a part of the Ryder Cup, which is getting ready to come up, and he's playing in the Celebrity Ryder Cup. So here it is. This is Kane Brown at the Mixed Beach House.
All right, we're at the Mixed Beach House with Kane Brown. Hi.
Hi.
I didn't realize this. They're flying a Tennessee flag in your honor in front of the house.
I did not see it.
The American flag is out there. The Tennessee flag is there as well. It's kind of a tradition here. You know, we've been doing this beach house for quite a few years now. We've had U2 and the Police, Kelly Clarkson, Meghan Trainor, John Mayer, Ed Sheeran, Kane Brown, Billy Idol earlier this week. We love to get kind of a sense of what the beach house is from your perspective. I saw you downstairs with that view. Can you tell everybody about this place?
It's beautiful. I had no idea what to expect when I was coming here. I don't think anybody could explain to me what was happening, but when I got up, the vibes were sick. I was like, where am I going to... Well, first off, you pull up to a house, so you have no idea.
Right.
And then I looked out the back, beautiful view.
Right.
You don't know where the, I didn't know where the audience was going to be. They're pulling up on boats.
Yes, sir.
So I'm like, where is the stage?
They've been talking about this for a while.
Stage is on the porch.
They will let you know they're there, too. They will let you know.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
It's unlike any place you'll ever play in your whole life.
I'm excited.
So I would just like to say I heard the song Haunted recently. I had not heard it before. I live with a pretty significant mental health issues, and I try and talk about it as much as I can to make it okay, right? And that song really hit me in a space. In your chorus where you're saying, I feel this, I taste this, I have been there. Mm. So I just want to say first and foremost, thank you.
Of course.
Can I ask when you... Thanks. When you wrote it, like what was feeling when you wrote it, and how is it from your fans? What have you heard from them as how it's helped them?
So it was a very scary place. I've talked about it like 4 years ago, but never wrote a song about it. And I got a lot of backlash from it.
Did you?
Yeah, at first. When I first mentioned that I went through depression, because a lot of people, if you don't believe it or don't go through it, same with anxiety, like my wife has it, and I don't understand it, so it's hard for me to comprehend it.
Right.
So I was kind of nervous to talk about it for a little while, but I got a lot of positive messages as well for the people that do go through it. So then, I was just trying to, think of a song, and we were in a haunted hotel.
It's what I read. That's really
so
cool.
When you're trying to think about like haunted things, it's like, how am I going to make a song about haunted?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just, the dark thoughts, all that stuff. It's a scary place.
It is, but it was a real positive message at the end.
Yeah.
Like, you walk out feeling better.
Yeah.
I can do it. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for listening.
I want to kind of touch on the songwriting aspect a little bit more, too. We had a chance to get to know Josh Hoag. We worked in Memphis, Tennessee for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And for people that don't know, he had a hit on the radio for a little while in the mid-2000s. And
he won't let you forget about that.
Oh, really?
I won't let him forget. I love it.
Good for him.
I still have his phone number.
Yeah. I actually sent him a message the other day. I was like, you were coming in. And he was so grateful to you for giving him the opportunity to get involved in songwriting and spreading his wings. I'm kind of curious, when you guys are songwriting, like, what is your vibe? How are you doing it? Is it like very corporate and you're all sitting around a table and working on ideas, or is it very casual and you're sitting by the pool? Like, what normally works for you?
Normally just go, it depends. I always get with people that I know. Mm-hmm. And it's easier when you've wrote for years together, like me and Josh. But I know, like, for me, I feel like I'm a great A&R. So I know what I'm going to get out of people. So like if I want to write a sad song or like a slow jam, normally I'm going to go with Hoag.
Go
with Hoag.
Well, I can't wait.
That's pretty good.
I just wanted to give you a gift. I know your wife has her own wine line, and my girlfriend who made this cool ass shirt.
Oh, nice.
All sail, no wake. So she just wanted to, a little purse that has...
Oh, it's awesome. This is good. A purse?
Yep. Yeah. And that's it?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
So please give it to her. Thank you.
That's fine. Normally I'll get presents and I'll be like, yeah, that's cool. This is actually pretty
sick. I only bring the best, my friend.
She does a good
job. This is a little more male-ish. I'd probably take it.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and real quick before you go, what can they expect on the back deck? What's going on back there on the back deck?
I can never tell you on these things.
Right.
Sometimes you will get Comedian Kane, and then sometimes you'll just get a guy that just gets up there and wants to sing.
I think that could be a song. Back deck. Ever written a song about
it? Oh, I thought you were saying Comedian Kane. I can get behind that one.
But yeah, that one too. I feel
that'd be funny. I'd write that one for you.
Yeah.
Good little parody writer. Well, anyway.
Well, thank you for coming in and doing this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for
having
me.
Can't wait to hear you.
Yeah, good to see you.
All right, there's Kane Brown from the Mixed Beach House, and he was Comedian Kane Brown when he was up on stage.
10 out of 10.
He just was so funny.
He had no set list. He had no idea what they were going to play. His band was like, are we doing this or this? And he would go, yes, which is not an answer.
And then he brought his wife up.
He did. That was really special.
Who did not want to come up.
It was very special.
It was a very cool moment. We'll put that video up on social media a little bit later on today as well. And thank you to everybody who was involved in the Mixed Beach House. I know we said this before, but a lot goes on behind the scenes. Hopefully, back again in 2026.
Back again.
Just throwing it out in the universe to make sure it happens.
It's called manifesting, Carson.
It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, friends. So I don't know if you've seen this on the interwebs, but traffic service at findmassmoney.gov. Taylor Swift was at the Kansas City Chiefs Philadelphia Eagles game on Sunday. Now, we typically you see her a lot. Like, the NFL would break to her a lot during these games. You know, it became a whole thing. That said, we really didn't see her.
A lot of middle-aged men were upset about her face being shown.
Right, and we really didn't see her almost at all during this game. They didn't show her. And as she was walking in, there are videos all over the internet of her entering the building. And, like, they come in with this, you know, like you can make, like in hotel rooms, big dividers to separate rooms,
sure,
into smaller areas. So they literally were carrying something like that, had to lean it under the door, open it up like an accordion.
It's pretty interesting because it was on wheels and there was multiple people opening this thing up. It
like
was a
I
whole
say,
process.
It literally looked like something you do in a hotel. Like it opened up and that's how she walked in. It's how Donna Kelsey walked in. And then as she was in the skybox, there was like glass there. And so there are many, many, many theories. One is that it was bulletproof.
Oh.
Because they are concerned for her safety.
Okay.
One was that she's pregnant and trying to hide it.
I heard that one.
Pictures were out that night. She was at Brittany Mahomes' party. Mm-hmm. But no. Or that she changed the color of her hair for the drop of her new album. Also, it looks like a no because we've seen her pass the game at Brittany Mahomes' birthday party. Either way, I can't imagine what it is to be a very famous person right now. Like, I'm sure it's scary.
Well, and also just... So. All of the interest of her going to his games, and you know, here she is, maybe just trying to say, I don't want to be a part of your narrative. I just want to be able to go and support my fiance.
Right, but like last year, she was doing that too, and she could walk relatively freely. Like we saw videos of her coming in underneath, just like the players do.
Right,
she would wave to people. She was always kind. Right. You know, she wasn't coming in and.
But
boxes.
Fans are now going to these games specifically to see her, not to go to see the football game. Right. And Andrea on the afternoon show is one of those people. So now these games are becoming more than just a football game. Mm-hmm. They are where her diehards are buying tickets, mm-hmm, in the section in front of that skybox, mm-hmm, so they can be there to get a glimpse.
Right.
It has changed what is happening at that stadium, which is probably why she's trying to like dial it back a little bit so she's not so front and center.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think it is.
Well, the NFL seems to have made decisions too that they're not showing her on the whatever too. So either way, that's that. Speaking of football, Tom Brady, Rob,
by the way, they're 0-2 since they got engaged, Kennedy.
Okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs
they're a pretty good team though, right?
They're not good this year, and we love that because that's better for us.
I mean, the Patriots went 0-2 and won a Super Bowl, so I'm not going to celebrate yet.
Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, going to be on the same team, you say?
What?
They're playing a flag football game.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are pairing up with Michael Rubin's Fanatics, Fox Sports, and OBB Media to create the Fanatics Flag Football Classic, scheduled for March 21st in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, as part of the annual Riyadh Season Fest. Players are set to include Saquon Barkley, C.D. Lamb, Christian McCaffrey. I don't know any of these people. I hope you do.
They're all very big.
Odell Beckham
players.
Jr., amongst others. The teams haven't been decided. Brady said one thing for sure. He will be pairing with Gronk. I would never go against him, he said. He's added that some NFL GMs have already approached him about picking the three squads for the flag football game. And he's going to be taking the competition seriously. He said he's still very competitive. Well, he makes $8 million in Saudi Arabia.
They're going to have flag football in the Olympics. I mean, it has become a huge sport, mm-hmm, for young people. Young people love flag football now. It's unbelievable. There are professional leagues happening all over the country. It's on TV now.
Okay.
So it makes sense that they got a bunch of these former NFL stars to help, you know, promote their brand. Do we want to see Brady throw to Gronk in a flag football game? Yeah, I'd probably watch. I'd probably watch a clip.
I mean, you got that Saudi money. Why wouldn't you?
Right?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, let's be honest as to why this is happening. And would you like to hear new Aerosmith music?
Oh,
sure.
Aerosmith and Youngblood. Here's just a little tease.
The palms were definitely sweating. I was definitely.
Steven Tyler sounds
guy,
different.
So there were a few tears.
Is it this one?
The Emmy for lead actor.
How about this one?
How about one?
Every second you go over 45 seconds,
okay,
we will.
Will you try?
Hey.
If I call you my angel, gotta leave you one more time.
Youngblood is an interesting cat
I'm
to
all
me.
In. I think Steven sounds really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty processed.
Will you cry?
That's fine. So is everything else.
Yeah. Have you heard Post Malone's vocals?
It's called Only or My Only Angel, and this is the first new music from Aerosmith since 2012. So whatever happens, I'm here for it. And that is what I've got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And now time to play Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Bonnie from Norton.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Kennedy. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thanks, friend. I appreciate you.
Yeah, people don't know. $66,564 and counting.
And counting.
For the Hey Sam with her wicked long walk. It is amazing, Bonnie. Will you kick Kennedy out? We needed to take a few more steps.
It's a much
Kennedy,
shorter
walk. Will you please leave? Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. Question number one. It was 117 years ago today in 1908. The GM was founded. They were the largest automaker in the world for 77 years before losing that spot to Toyota in 2008. What does GM stand for?
General Motors.
Nick Cannon says having 12 kids was a response to trauma. I wasn't acting out. I was being careless, being frivolous with my process because I could do it, because I had the money, and because I had the access to whoever. Nick Cannon created and stars in a show that just started its 21st season. It is a comedy slash rap slash improv live show. What is it called?
Wild and Out.
Jessica Simpson recently had to sign over a $100,000 boat bought by Tony Romo when they were together so he could sell it. He rewarded her with plastic cups. She says, quote, "Wow, I'm glad we didn't work out." What is Tony Romo famous for?
Playing football.
Question number four. Nick Jonas, 33 today. He has only one song that charted inside the top 10 without his brothers. Name his biggest hit as a solo artist.
Jealous.
Question number five. Sofia Vergara had to miss the Emmys on Sunday to go to the ER for the craziest eye allergy. That's in quotes. She was supposed to be a presenter. Which country was Sofia born in?
Colombia.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
A lot of guesses there, Bonnie. A lot of guesses.
There were. Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
So Bonnie is the director of a nonprofit. They help college students who don't have traditional family support.
Oh, I love that.
That's super cool.
You need to be on the Good Vibe Tribe. Drop me an email.
That's what I told her.
Yeah. Oh, great minds.
Kennedy.
Hi.
Bonnie got 5 out of 5.
Nuh-uh.
I believe so.
No.
Yeah.
Well done, friend.
Thank you.
These are tough. Question number one, Kennedy. 117 years ago today in 1908, GM was founded. They were the largest automaker in the world for 77 years, losing that spot to Toyota in 2008. What does GM stand for?
General Motors?
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong.
Dang it.
Adds to the suspense. You thought I forgot, didn't you?
No, maybe.
Nick Cannon says having 12 kids was a response to trauma. Nick Cannon created and stars in a show that just started its 21st season. It is a comedy slash rap slash improv live show. What is it called?
Wild and Out.
That show sucks me in every time. I can watch that show just like 24/7.
I feel like you should try therapy before you try 12 kids as your response
really,
to trauma.
Right? Good night.
You do it your way, he'll do it his, Dan.
He already did.
Jessica Simpson recently had to sign over a $100,000 boat she bought. Tony Romo gave her some plastic cups when he got the boat back, and she was like, "Wow, I'm so glad we didn't work out." What is Tony Romo famous for?
Playing football.
Nick Jonas, 33 today. Nick has only had one song chart inside the top 10 without his brothers. Name his biggest hit as a solo artist.
Jealous. That doesn't rhyme with the word he rhymes it with. That's fine.
Sofia Vergara had to miss the Emmys on Sunday to go to the ER for the craziest eye allergy, apparently. She was supposed to be a presenter. Which country is Sofia born in?
Colombia.
All right, question number one. You said General Motors. That is correct, tie to one. Question number two, Wild and Out. Yes, of course. Question number three, Tony Romo being an NFL quarterback is correct. Question number four, you said Jealous, yes. Question number five, you said Columbia. Unfortunately, that is correct.
Get out. That was a total guess. Oh, Bonnie, I'm sorry.
I think Bonnie guessed on 4 of the 5.
Columbia sure makes a lot of pretty people.
All right, so here's the deal. With a 5-5 tie, Kennedy gets the win, but because it's not our money, we like to give you the money anyway.
That's right.
Hashtag suck it
up.
Yes, you get the $100, and you've won yourself a pair of deck passes to a bachelor party cruise with reality TV royalty Chris Harrison, Ben Higgins, and Wells Adams. They will be taking the stage to share stories fans have been waiting for. Find tickets at citycruises.com/live so you enjoy that show, okay?
I'm excited. Thank you. And I did not guess.
No,
I'm just that good.
You are.
That's my girl.
You are that good.
Yes.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before we go?
My name is Bonnie from Norton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
But you can tie her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Lauren from Bellingham.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Kennedy.
Lauren is driving around with her 2.5-year-old twins, Isabella and Anthony.
Oh, my goodness.
Are they sleeping?
Yeah. No.
Oh. I used to do that with my twins. Put them in the car, go for a drive, sleep for an hour
we're
straight.
Past that stage now.
Yeah.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Are we ever past the stage of napping in a car, though, Dan?
I can't sleep in cars.
What? Oh, I get in a car. If I'm in the passenger seat, I'm out.
It's a gift.
All right, Kennedy's gone. 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you answer more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000, Lauren, okay? Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Noah Wiley won his first Emmy Award on Sunday for which new TV show on HBO Max?
The Pitt.
Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, and Carol G are headlining Coachella in April. Passes go on sale Friday. Which state hosts Coachella?
California.
Elton John underwent a double knee replacement last year and had his kneecaps made into jewelry.
Why wouldn't you?
The right kneecap is a necklace, and the left kneecap is a brooch. Tell me you have too much money without telling me you have too much money.
Yeah, the only time I've seen people make body parts into jewelry is like Vietnam War movies.
Is Elton John older or younger than 75?
Older.
Hulk Hogan's ex-wife thinks he was left out of the Emmys in memoriam segment because he's a Trump supporter. She says, and I quote, "It's just a guess considering the way he was treated at his last appearance in L.A.
Is that Anthony or Isabella?
Anthony.
What is Hulk Hogan's ex-wife's name?
Cheryl?
And question number 5. Only 5 TV theme songs have hit number 1 on the Hot 100, including the theme from Miami Vice, the theme from SWAT, and the theme from this TV show that featured a former sweat hog who returns to his alma mater to become a high school teacher. Can you name that show?
Elementary.
Is that still Anthony, or is that? Is, oh, that's both of them now.
It's Anthony. He's trying to talk. They're trying to tell me where to drive to.
Oh, okay. Well, you should go wherever he wants you to. That would be.
I would do whatever they wanted to stop doing that.
Oh my God!
Oh, parenthood sounds hard.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy.
Yeah. Morning, Kennedy.
Hi, what's going on?
A lot.
Isabella and Anthony want to go in one direction, and apparently Lauren, mom, is going in a different direction, and they don't like that.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Specifically Anthony.
Okay.
Lauren got 3 out of 5 correct, which was
that's great.
Pretty good, all things considered. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Noah Wiley won his first Emmy Award on Sunday for which new TV show on HBO Max?
The Pitt.
By the way, after everybody told me not to watch it because it was so gross and disgusting, Len and I watched it last night and can confirm. Gross and disgusting and also fantastic. Tied to 1, question number 2. Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, and Carol G are headed to Coachella in April. Passes go on sale Friday. Which state hosts Coachella?
California.
Tied at 2, question number 3. Elton John underwent a double knee replacement last year and had the kneecaps made into jewelry.
I love this idea.
The right one became a necklace and the left one was turned into a brooch. Is Elton older or younger than 75?
Older.
He is 78.
You love the idea of making your kneecaps into jewelry?
If I had to have it carried around with me, mm-hmm. Yeah, like all the markers that they put during my breast cancer stuff, I would love to have had them taken out and given back to me.
So if you pass before I do, can I have like a body part of yours to turn into jewelry?
A body part to turn into
jewelry? Yeah, like a
I don't have anything metal in there anymore.
Yeah?
Oh. Maybe a filling.
Oh, done. I'm going to put a Kennedy filling on a necklace.
Some of my fake teeth, whatever you like.
Tied to three, question number four. Hulk Hogan's ex-wife thinks he was left out of the Emmys In Memoriam segment because he is a Trump supporter. What is his ex-wife's name? Who is she?
Linda.
Linda Hogan. That's right. 4-3. Question number five. Only 5 TV theme songs have hit number one on the Hot 100, including the themes from Miami Vice,
okay,
from SWAT, and this show that featured a former sweat hog who returns to his alma mater to become a high school teacher. Name that show.
Welcome Back, Hotter?
Yes, with a very young John Travolta on that show.
Ba, 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 Barino.
Ba,
ba, Barino.
Yes. 5-3 is the final score.
I know. I've seen the show, but all right, then. Such an old person question.
Hey, Dan, some of us grew up watching it. I don't know what to tell you.
Shots fired.
Why don't you go back to your girlfriend?
Shots fired.
Tell you what, you go back up to your girlfriend's college bars and talk to me again about how young you are, Chance.
I knew Lauren wasn't going to get it because she had 2-year-olds.
All right. I want to talk to you tomorrow when you come in after hanging out with all the Swifty fans. See how young you feel, my friend. All right. Well, I guess Swifty fans are actually probably in their 20s.
Yeah, I'm the exact same age.
Yeah, that's true. All right. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Lauren, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you calling into play this morning. And God bless you and all that wonderful work you're doing for Anthony and Isabella.
I know. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lauren from Bellingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Godspeed.
Oh, not going to lie, that was some PTSD.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.